gendered experience of coronavirus is kind of bringing to the fore the gender inequities that we see every day. During these times, there are more school closures, more people are going into self-isolation, and support services are strained, which means women inevitably take on increased unpaid caregiving. And as they take on more unpaid care responsibilities, they may also have to sacrifice their income. They may lose hours, they may have unpaid sick leave, and that leads to more economic insecurity for women and their families.
A lot of people are being displaced from their jobs, but you're saying that women are taking on a larger burden?
I think that is what we often see in times of crisis. It really elevates the amount of unpaid and emotional labor that women do on a regular basis. So if they're ordinarily the point person, for example, for childcare during regular times, in a crisis situation, that is even more a burden on them. It's an incredibly stressful situation for women to be in.
We also know that women are more often caregivers for the elderly.
Yeah, they're having to deal with their parents, possibly their partner's parents, their children, their extended family, trying to put all these pieces together.
What are you recommending then?
The Western New York Women's Foundation is a member of the Empire State Campaign for Child Care. We were a co-signer on a letter to Governor Cuomo earlier this week that made specific recommendations for the state and county levels to make sure that women are receiving the support that they need.
In general, what would you like to see happen?
We're hoping that New York State will step up and provide some significant and flexible state emergency funding for child care programs in our communities. We really want to make sure that these spaces can remain open during the crisis so parents have that support that they need, and that can be one less thing that women are having to deal with during this time.
But how can that happen when they're not even allowing the schools to stay open?
Interestingly, I've been kind of watching this. The child care centers have been staying open even though schools are closing. They're one of the few areas where we seem to be adding. They're hiring right now because they are staying open during this crisis.
Let's talk a little bit about pregnant ladies or any other especially vulnerable female populations. How well have we been responding to their needs?
Unfortunately, this is just personally what I've been watching with the news, is there has been pretty large lack of information for pregnant women in the news about what to do during the coronavirus pandemic. It would be much better to have much clearer guidance.
Any other gaps that you're seeing? What are people telling you?
I would applaud the creativity online that we've been seeing. There are many artists, musicians, celebrities who are kind of going online to help with childcare for people who do have their children at home with them while they're trying to work remotely and keep their jobs. So I think people are being really creative about what we can do as a community, even when we have to be physically separate from each other. And that's been pretty heartwarming to see. But one thing we haven't really talked about is the gender-based violence and the support systems that are in place or should be in place that are maybe not open anymore and aren't available to women.
I did see a directive from the courts yesterday. Orders of protection are going to be extended, I think, 90 days.
I think people have been doing a really good job of keeping support lines open for people, but the places where they could go physically to receive help are obviously shutting down. And unfortunately, in other places like in China, there has been a spike in domestic violence during the coronavirus, which is incredibly unfortunate. So we're hoping that we don't see anything like that in Western New York.
You guys have an online presence. Are you advising folks to go there if they need some directive?
We're a very strong advocate for women in good times, and we are doubling down on that advocacy now that we're in a crisis situation. We have a resources page called Where to Get Help on our website, and we will be keeping that updated and also updating our social media with anything new or any good resources that we do find.